now that you look so similar to John Cena. How surprised was you when you first heard that?
To be honest, he's looking similar to me, not the other way around. I had this nose a long time ago. I don't know. I didn't hear anything about it. I didn't realise it had been on or anything like that. But obviously, my Twitter feed just actually full of comments. And apparently it was. I said that allegedly John Clayfield is put on about me. So JBL has actually just gone on to a WWE Raw, seeing John Cena break his nose, and the first name that enters his head after that happening is yours truly. His nose is awful, or looks awful. It's just like Earl Crabtree's. And it's like, oh, cheers, mate. Thank you very much, though.
But a very famous nose.
I know, exactly. So it's a famous nose, probably for all the wrong reasons. But I've been asked if I took that as a bit of an insult. I didn't in the slightest. I know JBL and Michael Cole, we did some work together at the Giant Stadium a couple of years ago, and it was about a wrestling connection between me, them, and Big Daddy as well, my uncle. So we had a bit of a laugh at the stadium, and they're absolute crackers. They're typical Americans in every sense of the word, right out there, outgoing, and they had a bit of a laugh, and we had a bit of fun with it as well. And then to get a comment on WWE Raw with all those millions of viewers, it was fantastic, and it's a sign of respect for me, and I've earned this now. So people may not want one themselves, but you know, I look in the mirror, I could be proud of it.
We knew you'd probably do quite well in wrestling, obviously you've got the genes for it. How well do you think John Cena would do in rugby league? What position do you reckon he'd play?
He's a bit of a shorter player, so he'd have to be a little bit more, I think. If he's got any ball skills, I think he'd have to be a halfback or something, because I don't think he'd be cut out in the middle of the field. Maybe a hooker if he could pick the ball up there, because he's a tough player. He's a tough fighter as well, and you saw that. You know, he generally did break his nose and across his face. He got back up and he carried on and finished the fight off, which was massively impressive. No matter which way you look at it, they're athletes, these guys in WWE, and you can't take that away from them. So I think for him, he'd have to be in the middle somewhere, because he obviously is a wrestler. So I think hooker, I think in the middle of the field, right in the middle of the action, engine room, it'd be perfect for them.
So there we are, the marquee player for next year. I'll tell Blue next time I see him. Right, don't know if you've seen the fixtures. First up, we've got Wigan. Great game to start off with.
Yeah, fantastic game. Thursday night game as well, so it's right there in front of all the big crowds, the cameras, and I expect it to be a great spectacle as well. They're a fantastic team, and they're playing to a bit of form at the moment as well. The players are coming back from injury. They're important players as well, so we know we need to be on top of our game. We're winning games, but we're not playing particularly well. But that's a good sign to have. It's a good trait to have. If you can just find a way to win, it's massively important. It means you can probably go on to play more games, especially the big ones, grind those wins out, you'd be okay. We're doing that, but we need to improve.
As you say, at this point, the wins are important. The last two games have been very tight, but against tough sides, Catalan away, probably one of the toughest teams to face on the away trip, and Wakefield, who have been making some very, very huge improvements in recent weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with that. Against Catalan away, there's only two teams that's beaten them. It's Leeds and ourselves. I think Hull came and got a draw earlier on in the year, but to go there, it's such a tough game. It's a hostile environment. Decisions seem to go against you, and they seem to grow another leg as well. They play a lot harder, a lot more physical, and I think it's simply because of that travel involvement as well. For us to go there was a huge achievement for us. Very proud of that. I still don't think we played brilliantly well, neither. We did enough. And against Wakefield, we did the exact same on our home turf, and against a Wakefield team that are improving. I thought they were good, and I'm looking forward to watching them again actually in the middle eight, because I've seen a lot of improvement. I'm sure they'll only get better.
Do you think they'll be safe?
The way they played the other day, yeah, I'd like to think so. And so the players that they've got in, Brian Smith's trying to find positions, I think, for all the players that he's brought in, trying to see where they work best and trying to get the best out of them. I saw a lot more character from them. They worked harder for each other, harder than I've seen them work for each other in the past, or in recent past anyway. I think they'll go all right.
You mentioned the challenge of the away trip to Catalan. Because you've got these wins, it means that you don't have to face them again on a away trip. This time you get to see him at the John Smiths. How pleasing is that for you personally?
To be honest, it's very, very exciting. The fact that you don't have to fly to Catalan and you don't have to face them, that prospect of going over there, it's a total different one. I mean, a lot of teams have beat before they go out there. we knew we had a job. But I think our motivation was, if we won that game, most likely than not, we wouldn't have to go back out there. It's a great place, though, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful place. We was in Cannae on the beach. I mean, it's absolutely heaving as well this time of the year. The only problem is, it's 30 degrees, 30 plus degrees, and to play in that is not quite the same as having a holiday.
I can imagine you getting very angry if you're doing repeat sets and people start to drop the ball. Tensions will start to go eventually.
I mean, you always end up looking around at the player who's made the mistake and say, "Go on, sort it out."
Yeah.
But at the same time, as a player, you think about what's your next job. So a lot of the time, it's trying to react positive, positively. We do that. We do that really well, actually. And that's what's been probably one of our biggest traits this season. We work hard for each other and we react to negative things in a positive way. But when it's 30-odd degrees, it makes it a lot harder.
Okay, and you'll know probably a bit more than me. How's Ferris looking at the minute? Do you think he'll return for the end of the season? Because it'd be huge for the Giants at the business end of the season.
Another massive loss for us, but we played without Brett most of the year, and I think it's a disappointing year for him. Not because of the way he's played, just simply because of the injuries, and unfortunately picked up a ban as well. He's just not played as much. So we're used to playing without him, and we'll find a way to do that. I don't think he'll be back for us sometime. He's going to be out for a while, so we need to just crack on with that. Hopefully, you never know. He might be back for the big games at the end of the season.